Daily Wire has moved to Nashville, and Justice Ginsburg is being attacked by her own people. We'll talk about this and more on today's episode of the Mount Westmore podcast. I called it. I knew that more people were going to leave California, and they were even on my list of potential movers. The Daily Wire, the news company that Ben Shapiro founded, has left LA for Nashville, them and all 75 employees. And as I said in an earlier episode, Joe Rogan and Tommy Lahren were just the first of many more that will be leaving California. And I wouldn't be surprised to see PragerU and other companies that aren't even political leave there. We all know why. California has incredibly high taxes, but get this. I've heard rumors about a tax that they want to implement that will make you pay the state taxes even after you move away. So basically, let's say I start a coffee shop in Sacramento. We get super big and we start making over $1 million a year. Then we decide to leave California because they've gotten too expensive for us. So we go to Dallas, and guess what? We not only have to pay Texas taxes, we also have to pay California taxes for the next 10 years. Just because we made over $1 million in California. That should be illegal, because that's a communist idea. You're taxing someone for leaving just because they left and just because they made money in your state. And let's also talk about the fires that are happening there. This is not global warming's fault, okay? This is lazy state government. Because of bogus environmental regulations, the government cannot send anyone in to these overpopulated forests to reduce all like the dead trees and brush and stuff. Those are what's making these fires go insane. And because of all these regulations, they can't do that. They also made a commitment to being run entirely by solar and wind by the year 2045. Well, that puts all the power companies in a scramble, right? Because they can't focus on the power anymore. They have to focus on the solar and wind. So they can't focus on all those old power lines. Some of them are older than 1950. When those spark and light all the brush that they can't get rid of, that sets these massive fires, along with all the arsonists and other things that start them. That's California's issue right now, is they are not allowed to clear out these forests. One, because they're woke and they have all these environmental rules that aren't helping the environment or anyone else. And two, because they aren't willing to come up with ways to use modern energy cleaner. A lot of these places that use coal and natural gas have come up with ways to reduce the emissions by a heck of a lot. And let me just say, we've already pretty much hit our max on what we can do with solar and wind. They aren't as useful as natural gas and coal, and we've pretty much hit the max of what we can get out of them. To power California, I heard a stat from PragerU. It was like, to power the whole state of California, you would need an area 10 times bigger than Houston and all its suburbs covered with windmills and solar panels. And that's super expensive. Those don't last as long. They have a life of about like 20 years compared to other things like natural gas and coal, who can last for a lot longer, and things like that. And that's our problem right now. They're not able to get rid of this stuff. So they're just setting fires. They're burning down homes. They're burning down cities. And it's a big problem right now. And they've just got to realize that their liberal ideas don't work. You've got to come up with a cleaner way to do things while also making it efficient and useful. It may be super clean, but if it doesn't work for anybody, then why would you use it? And in places like Pennsylvania, they have mastered ways to burn coal cleanly. They use scrubbers and things to get rid of the emissions, so it's super clean. And that's what California needs to do. But they can't realize that their liberal ideas continue to fail. Okay, so the unfortunate news over the weekend was the surprise death of longtime Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And look, I didn't agree with her very much. I really didn't even agree with her at all. But one thing I really appreciated that she did was she helped show women that they can do anything in politics if they worked hard to get there. And I think that's super important to hear that. And in the end, no matter what you think about her ideas, you should always have respect for her. And many people have been posting tributes to her left, right, and center. I'm only aware of one semi-prominent person, and semi-prominent, he's got like 5,000 followers, so not very many. One person on the right that cheered it, that would be Greg Asselbeckian. And since that, I have lost any respect I had for him. He's a little conspiracy theorist for me, so I'm not big into that. But since he cheered that, I am definitely done with him. And I'm sure there are many others that have done that, as there always will be. But the thing that really surprised me was the reaction from a lot of members of the left. Not a lot, I mean some. By some, I mean very little. But their reaction, here, I'll tell you their reaction in a second. I mean, we got a reaction from the president, very nice statement. Same from Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and the House, all of the various justices. But the thing that surprised me from the left were a lot of people were mad at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'll tell you why. I saw multiple tweets with people saying, F you for not dying under Obama. And a bunch of things like that. Like, let's make this clear. It was a super small minority of the left. But what kind of insane person do you have to be to do that? You're getting mad at a woman who has helped fight for your ideas for a long time, and she died, and now you're saying F you for dying? Like, that doesn't really make sense there. And that shows you what the left really thinks. They don't really care about people. They want power. They lost one seat in the Supreme Court. Now they lost a little bit of power. They lost some power over the people, so now they're mad. Now they don't think their ideas will last, and that's the problem with the left. If you look at people who are the happiest, most of the time, number one is Republican married women. And then it's most Republicans are happiest. And then if you look at the bottom, it's single Democrats. And that's the thing. First off, they're single, right? They don't have a spouse. They don't have someone that will that they can share the joys of life with. They also rely on politics. If you look at Democrats, they rely on their politics. Their politics is sports. Sports is their politics. Like, they, if their ideas are not working, if their ideas are not being implemented, they are mad because that's what they rely on. They can't just enjoy a backyard barbecue with friends because they've got to talk about politics. They've got to focus on that. And that's why Republicans tend to be happier and not care about these things. That's why liberals are the ones getting mad at dead people for dying under the president. Chicago is in complete apocalypse mode. They have basically become the purge. All their crime continues to go up, while their police force continues to shrink. Now, their mail carriers have had enough of it. They have threatened to stop delivering mail until all the violence has stopped. One of their carriers was severely injured after being shot multiple times on the job. Another one was caught in the crossfire between two gangs in a park. The dude was shot in the back of the head and barely survived. Others have been shot by paintballs and nobody just feels safe anymore. And that's not just mail carriers. People in general don't feel safe in these Democrat burned down riot cities. And things like this, all this violence, all these riots, no matter who's causing the violence, it always makes people lean more conservative. And that's the problem right now for the left, is they cannot realize that they are not helping themselves. A few people have started to realize the riots are not helping, but it doesn't matter because the rioters are not realizing that, and they continue to riot. They don't understand that this is hurting them more than it helps. Between the riots, their useless pandering based on race, and their overall complaining and whining, I highly doubt they will be able to help themselves in the near future, in elections, in the battle for ideas, anything like that. They won't be able to help themselves. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to share it with your friends if you did. And I will see you guys next Sunday.